Hello, San Bernardino County believers. It's another day for us to pray that we would wake up, be so transformed that we would affect the others that are in our sphere of influence, and they in turn would be changed for the glory of God. Today, our prayer focus is the third commandment. It's to misuse the name of God is to not show proper respect and reverence for who God is, for his character, his power, and his glory. It is a very arrogant thing for those he created to do. On the other hand, honoring and giving praise to his name brings blessings and pleases the Lord. Today we pray about the third commandment, where we need to be more reverent about honoring his name in our words and actions, careful not to dishonor him by the way we speak and live. And the third commandment says, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." So we pray today, Father, that and confess any time we've been irreverent of your word, of your name, where we've cursed your name, sworn, blasphemed, broken an oath taken in your name, irreverent in your name when we're doing humor or speaking evil of the church or taking communion or the Lord's Supper in a careless manner or unworthily, where we're angry at you, God, where we're carelessly using your name, when we're using euphemisms just because we're trying to avoid using your name, but still kind of thinking that when we could be using something completely different. Father, for misusing, uttering your name inwardly or outwardly, any words of hatred, reproach, defiance, misusing your name in empty, idle, or insincere ways, even saying your son's name, Jesus Christ, when we're excited or mad about something. Oh, Father, forgive us. On the other hand, Lord, we pray that we will be people who extol your name, exalt your name, that we are eager to praise you, that we are eager to live for you and demonstrate to others around us how awesome you are by the way that we speak and the way that we behave. May we give honor to your name, not just with words in our time at worship, but that we would magnify you in our testimonies to the people around us, that we would exalt your name together. That just as you gave us the Lord's Prayer, that we would say, Our Father in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. And just that name, the word holy, that it is set apart, it is special, that we would treat it with honor and great respect, like we would of someone that has high dignity, powers, or in a position of high ranking. But you, God, are the Lord of heaven's armies. And so we pray that we will live lives worthy of your name attached to us. So, Father, we thank you that you are the God who deserves all praise, all honor, all respect, all reverence. And may our lives be so changed and so awakened that we'd be so transformed that we would affect others because we are called by your name. And others would want to know who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.